We're Pastors George and Terry Pearsons. Welcome to this edition of the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. We are delighted to be on the broadcast today and to be with you.
And I hope you're enjoying it. We'd like to hear from you if you've been watching or maybe after you watch today to let us hear from you. Because it's good to have input. It's good to know that you're out there and tell us a little bit of your story and what you've been receiving through these broadcasts, whether it's the ones with Pastor George and I or any others, because our commitment here, whether it's Brother Copeland on the broadcast or Pastor George and myself, we are here to bring you the Word of God that will bring the will of God and the purpose of God for your life to pass. And we want to remind you that all the outlines are available for free. You can go to kcm.org/notes, and all our notes, outlines are there. You can use them for review. You can even download today and watch with the notes in hand for today or tomorrow, or any of the ones that are in the past. You could start a whole little notebook. It would be a pretty big notebook.
That'd be a big notebook. But we're glad that you're on with us, and we're talking about this week learning how to keep your healing. Or if you have lost your healing, we are helping you get it back.
That's right.
So Terry, let's do a little review yesterday and then move on.
Well, the truth that's in these broadcasts today and all this week will help you get healed if you've never received the healing of God.
Right.
It's available to you. So we'll go through this review really quick. Ready, set, go.
Go.
Some weeks ago, we talked about the 10 days of healing. Brother Copeland's been talking to you about healing, and we have established without any, it's undeniable that it's God's will for you to be well. And that healing can come several ways by a special anointing, but it's best when it comes by your own faith in the Word of God. But no matter how healing comes, even with or without natural assistance, there is something that's going to follow on that, and that is the opportunity for your healing to be snatched away from you, or for some other sickness or symptoms to come and to follow right on the heels of your healing. So once we are healed, how do we keep our healing? Well, the first thing that we talked about is recognition that there is a thief. Jesus said that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I came to give you life more abundantly. That means the life of God is, there's more of that available than anything the devil can steal, kill, or destroy. How do you know that it's the devil doing it, not God? Well, Jesus himself said, and I think he should know, he said, Satan comes. In Mark 4, Satan comes immediately to steal the word that was sown in your heart. So the word of God is what he's after, not just your life, not just your healing, your family, your finances, your calling, but he is after the word of God being manifest in your life, being working in your life. He doesn't want your testimony. He wants to get it out of your heart. And so by not knowing this, it's really easy to let him have it. But what we have understood this week is that it's our responsibility to stop the thief, not God's job. He's already done his part by empowering us with mighty weapons, his mighty weapons that allow us to resist the devil. But that's our part, is to resist the devil when he comes to steal and to stay in a resistance mode. How do we resist the devil? Well, James chapter 4 tells us, first thing you do is submit to God. What does that mean, submit to God? It means to make your thoughts in line with his thoughts, your ways in line with his ways, your words in line with his words. And then he says, resist the devil, resist his thoughts, his ways, his suggestions, his lies, his symptoms, his fear. You resist all of that and he will flee from you. Sometimes it's not right away. Sometimes it's not immediately. You have to continually to press in to that resistance mode. You have to do what it takes to hold that resistance. But thankfully, we're not resisting him in our own selves, but in the weaponry of our warfare, which is from God.
Right.
Okay. So we put on the whole armor of God. We talked about that. The helmet of salvation, loins girt with the truth, breastplate of righteousness, feet with the shoes of the gospel of peace, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and above all, taking the shield of faith. We talked about how those are the weapons of God and how we lay hold of those And we use those in our resistance mode with the devil. How am I doing so far?
This has been very good.
Okay.
Continue.
Yes, thank you. Well, I'm just doing what you said. And then the other thing that's important with all of that, though, in Ephesians 6, it says, having done all to stand, stand therefore. So we know from 1 Thessalonians 5 that says, hold fast to that which is good. So we have a very formidable enemy in the devil and that whole kingdom of operation and the world, the way it goes. I mean, sickness is just out there and it's going to try to find you, locate your home address if we don't resist and do all that we can. And, you know, I'd say right here, you should do all you can, naturally speaking. Take care of yourself. If you need to lose weight, lose weight. Eat right. Take the kind of things that you need to build your health, because we're in a world that's working against your health, not for you. And God's given us those things as tools as well. But then he says, hold fast, Revelation 3:11, hold fast to that which you have. Now hold on to your healing. And how do we do that? What do we hold fast to? Pastor, you tell us, what do we hold fast to?
We hold fast to the words of life.
Yes, we do. That's the word of God.
That's the word of God. We hold fast to our confession of faith. We hold fast to sound words of teaching.
That means, I like what you said yesterday about that. Those sound words of teaching, that's listening and listening. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So whether it's online or on your phone or however you're doing it, the things that we offer and give to you is to keep the word going in your eyes and in your ears.
That's right.
And out your mouth.
That's right. Pastor Terry, that was an excellent review.
Thank you.
Now,
thank
back
you.
To Pastor George.
Yes.
So we have to continue with this, and we have to fight the good fight of faith. You see, in 1 Timothy 6:12, it says, fight the good fight of faith, take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made a good confession in the presence of many witnesses, in the sight of God, who gives life to everything, and of Christ Jesus. And while testifying before Pontius Pilate, Christ Jesus made a good confession. I charge you to keep this command without spot or blame until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we take hold of eternal life. You know, some people think that eternal life is when you die and you go to heaven and you will experience eternal life. But the moment that you make Jesus the Lord of your life, you step into eternal life. Eternal life is not just the duration, but it's also the quality of life that we live. In eternal life, the quality of life is the quality of health that we live in, the quality of prosperity that we experience. I mean, it's everything good that God has for us to live in. And so that's why we have to maintain our stand of faith.
You know, he says here, how long, George? Until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes,
having done
all
to stand until he comes. Brother Hagin said, if you're willing to stand forever, you probably won't have to stand very long.
That's right. That's right. Now, we have to know something about the devil, his operation, and what takes place. He's already defeated. Jesus defeated Satan in the pit of hell. When Jesus went to hell, he took upon himself every sickness, every disease, every infirmity, and he was raised from the dead to be seated in heavenly places. And you and I have been raised up with him. So he took care of that. He took care of whatever you're going through right now in the pit of hell.
But that is a spiritual victory, and it's up to us to enforce that spiritual victory in this natural life. Now, there's coming a time when Satan will no longer have any influence or opportunity in the natural world, but right now, he still does.
That's right. And I heard in studying this, one of the things that I was referencing is Nancy Dufresne's notes on this particular subject, and she wrote something very interesting. Too many believers lose their healing on the counterattack. When the devil turns around and tries once again to steal the word that's on the inside of you.
He wants to steal your authority,
yeah.
your place, your right to the name of Jesus, your right to the word of God, your right to the blood of Jesus, your right to the covenant. He wants to take that away from you, and he can't unless you relinquish, unless we let hold, unless we don't know enough about how to deal with his deceitfulness mm-hmm. and his strategies. The devil is full of pressure, and he knows how to apply it.
Well, we've talked about major keys like resisting the devil, major keys like holding on to what belongs to you. And now we want to deal with a major key where keeping your healing is concerned, and that is refusing to fear. No fear. No fear. That is a strategy, Terry, that devil tries to use on all of us, is to bring fear into our lives. Afraid it's going to come back. Afraid it's going to be back on us again. And so it is the fear of being sick or the fear of the sickness coming back that we have to take authority over and absolutely maintain our stand that there is no fear in our lives.
Another word for fear is dread. I'm thinking about that. I just, you know, a symptom comes up.
Right.
I don't want to go through that again. Maybe it was a hard fight.
Yeah.
Maybe it was a medical fight along with a faith fight. As we said before, don't try to fight a medical fight without your faith.
Yep.
Don't do that. But the imagery, those imaginations,
right.
how you see yourself going through that whole doctor's visit and hospitals and medication or the pain that you went through. I remember I mentioned the other day about receiving my healing from migraines. Boy, those were awful. It was so bad, I went blind in my left eye temporarily. And don't forget that kind of thing. You know, makes a mark on you. That happened a couple of times. But when my faith finally took hold, really took hold, it didn't take very long to eliminate it. But over some years, occasionally a symptom would come back. I'd start to feel that thing come back. And all of a sudden, all the experience that I had, except for the victory, would cross my mind. I'd see an image. I could instantly see myself back where I was when that headache would come. Casting down imaginations and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God.
Mm-hmm.
So having to hold fast, George,
right.
to the healing that I received.
Yes.
And let go of the image and not dread that or just act like that's a given, that I'm going to have to go through that thing again.
Exactly. Exactly. Psalm 34:4. This is the Amplified translation of this scripture. I sought, inquired of the Lord, and required him of necessity and on the authority of his word. I like that. On the authority of his word, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. No fear. No fear here. Fear does not belong in our lives. It says in 2 Timothy 1:7, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And Terry, fear not is in the Bible. It's over 300 times.
Yes, yeah, some would say exactly 365 times. I guess it's kind of all in, it doesn't exactly say fear not, but, you know, be not afraid and comments like that with the command that begin early on. In the first covenant, all the way through to the end, fear not, fear not. You know, let's take a moment here, Pastor, and just talk about the thing that puts fear out of its place is love. Perfect love.
Love casts.
Or developed yeah. love, mature love casts
right.
out fear.
Right.
And that love that it's talking about begins with knowing and being confident in God's love for us.
Yes.
God's love for you. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'm not just give you over to the devil. Now, you want to jump out of his hands, that's another thing. But he said, I love you. and thinking about that to deal with the fear. No, God loves me. God's for me. No matter what, even if you've messed up,
right.
He's for you.
Oh, yeah.
And in His love, He forgives you. He's not withholding anything from you, not forgiveness and not healing. He forgives all your iniquities. He heals all your diseases. Perfect love, perfected love, our love towards Him.
Yeah.
Loving Him, submitting to God, walking with Him, and on purpose choosing to love Him, thinking about your love for Him, letting the Holy Spirit within you develop that, and then our love for one another. Boy, it's a good time to stop and say, ooh, I got some things here I need to deal with. No matter what somebody else said or did, you need to let the love of God swallow that up. And it's amazing that in doing that, gives you the power to resist fear.
Yeah. Right now, if you're in a place or a position where you have had fear just trying to swallow you up, where your body is concerned, the healing of the body, you need to know this. And this is Isaiah 41:10. And listen to this very carefully. Fear thou not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. What a confirming scripture for us to make sure that fear is out of our lives. Why? Because He said, I'm with you. He said, I'm for you, I will strengthen you, I will help you. And He said, fear not. And down in verse 13, for the Lord thy God will hold thy right hand, saying unto you, fear not, I will help you. Right now, right this moment, the presence and the Spirit of God is coming in to the room or wherever you are. And He's saying, He's telling you right now, fear not, I'll help you. Right now, Father, we call upon the help of the Holy Spirit to help this one who is watching, the one that's been struggling, where their health is concerned, where their emotions are concerned, and that fear trying to overcome them and overtake them. And together, we come into agreement. We take authority over that fear in the name of Jesus. Fear, you are a name. And there's a name that is above the name of fear, and it is the name of Jesus. So in the name of Jesus, we command fear to bow its knee to the name which is above every name. I believe in Jesus' name, I am no longer fearful, but I am full of the faith of God. In Jesus' mighty name.
Pastor, Isaiah 41, you just read it, verse 10, but from the Amplified Classic says, fear not, I'm with you. Don't look around in terror. Don't look around for terror.
Right.
Don't be afraid of, so-and-so stood in faith and they died.
Mm-mm.
Well, number one, how do you know they were in faith? You're not with them 24/7. Maybe they knew what they did what they knew to do, but sometimes we just don't know enough.
Yep.
And so we don't let circumstances, what the doctor said, what the evidence is. And the big, let me finish this. He said, I'll strengthen and harden you
to difficulties. Mm-hmm.
I'll help you. I'll hold you up and retain you by my right hand of rightness. I am the Lord. I will help you. I am your redeemer. So, one of the things, the master fear is the fear of death. And it's operating, it's in the world, and it's our natural enemy. So it's natural to not want death, but you need to settle some things, okay? Well, what if I die? Well, if you know Jesus, as Oral Roberts said, the other side of that is stunning. Well, what if my baby dies? Well, the other side of that is Jesus and heaven and eternity. And get your faith and your heart and your imagination locked into that this is a forever thing. And this body's a temporal thing. And if I were to die, if I missed it, if somehow my faith, I didn't know enough to apply this, I'm not afraid of it. I'm not afraid I'm not afraid to die, not afraid of dying, not afraid of my family dying. I had to settle that when my kids were small. Images playing around in my mind of getting hurt or sick or dying. What do? I dealt with it. I'm not afraid. And if we were to ever face any of that circumstance, and we have in our family, well, bless God. Thank God for eternity. Thank God for Jesus. I'm going on. Jesus, show me how to do better and know more.
That's
when
right.
you settle fear at that level, then it's hard for fear of sickness, fear of trouble to have much leeway with you. Real quick, I would think we'd tell that about my sister, Kelly. Mm-hmm. She's long been one of my faith heroes. But many years ago, her daughter, Lindsay, was found her on Christmas Day, suddenly diagnosed with spinal meningitis. There were a number of children that had died. It was going mm-hmm. through a lot of the Fort Worth schools at that time.
Many years ago.
1995. Yeah, well, wow.
Yep.
And so the doctor came out, said, we don't know if she's going to make it through the night. The spinal fluid is the cloudiest we've ever seen. I don't think they thought she would make it. I stood there with my sister. And that doctor gave that report. He walked away and she looked at me with her teeth grit and she said to me, I refuse to fear. And she testified later that when she did that, of course she had some rooting in the word, but when she did that, fear vanished like a snowball in a hot August sun. It was gone. Well, then we went to work. Fear was no longer at work in us. We got that out of the way. I went to the lobby, the waiting room, put a blanket over my head, began to pray in the spirit, confessing the word of God. She's confessing the word of God. My dad was coming in from out of town. Pastor George is praying, serving us communion. I tell you what, we hit it with everything, every weapon of our warfare. Mm-hmm. And thank God, Lindsay not only came through that, but the thing damaged part of her hearing. And so her mother taught her how to stand for her own healing.
That's right.
And got her hearing back. So bless the Lord.
Praise God.
And, but you know, there've been some things where we haven't got the outcome that we wanted. And some things we understand why, some things we don't. But don't be afraid to die. If you know Jesus, your life is hid with Christ in God, and you hold on to that, don't let the devil take it from you.
Say this after me. I refuse to fear.
I refuse to fear.
Fear does not belong to me.
Fear doesn't belong to me.
Fear is of the devil.
Fear is of the devil.
And I don't take anything he has.
I don't take anything he has.
I've been redeemed from the curse of fear.
I have been redeemed from the curse of fear.
And I walk by faith.
I walk by faith.
And not by sight.
And not by sight.
I take my healing back.
I take my healing back.
Right now.
Right now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Get some attitude about
That's right.
And let that attitude come from the word, not just a natural boldness, but bless God, it's what God's
That's right.
word says, and I'm standing on that. How about that?
Are you ready to experience a life of divine health, vitality, and victory? Introducing the Harvest of Health Package, a collection designed to empower you and elevate your health. Turn on healing scriptures and let the word of God guide you on a journey of faith and healing. Listen as Kenneth Copeland reads anointed healing scriptures. Defeat doubts and receive your healing, allowing the transformative power of God's word to get into your heart and flow through you. Explore the profound revelations in Jesus Healed Them All, a book by Gloria Copeland. Discover the will of God in action through the ministry of Jesus. Dive into overwhelming scriptural evidence that without a doubt, it is God's plan to heal today, just as in the time when Jesus healed them all. And for those committed to living in divine health every day, the Harvest of Health mini book by Gloria Copeland is your guide. Don't wait for an emergency. Start feeding on healing scriptures now. Learn how to sow the word of God into your heart and reap a harvest of health in your life every day. Because now is the time to embark on a journey to a healthier, more abundant life. Order your free copy of the Harvest of Health package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, including the You Are Healed brochure packed with related healing scriptures. Feed your spirit on the word and stay ready to reap your harvest of health every day. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
I discovered my calling here at KCBC.
Immerse yourself in a faith community here at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Get equipped with what you need for your next steps in life and ministry. Discover new gifts and talents and learn biblical education from seasoned instructors. Kenneth Copeland Bible College is here to help you find clarity of purpose in your life and ministry. Find your purpose, discover your calling. For more information, go to kcbiblecollege.org.
You know, as we finished up that segment before, I could just hear some of you thinking, oh, I wish I could have that kind of attitude. I don't want to be afraid. I wish I knew more about that. I wish I could pray like that. I wish I could believe like that. Well, you can. It's not something special, except that it's from the Lord and it's available to every believer. And that's why we've offered this Harvest of Health package to you, which you can get free. It's your job to order it. But I'll tell you something else that we have right here. And that's Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Mm-hmm. At Kenneth Copeland Bible College, you can experience a taste of what it's like to walk in faith, to live by faith. Somebody said it's like drinking out of a faith water hose, because you will fire experience hose. The word and faith and life and love, find your calling. Maybe you're thinking about that. Well, we have a way for you to come and taste and see that KCBC is good. April the 12th through the 14th, we have campus days. And during these days, you'll have the opportunity to sit in on teaching sessions and classes, meet faculty. You can meet current students. Let them tell you for themselves. Have a picnic together. Have a night of worship. You can come and get a glimpse of what it would like to be like to be mm-hmm. a student at yeah. Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Now, you don't have to come to that to be a part of the school, to be a student. So whether you come to the event or just want information, go to kcbiblecollege.org. And don't forget to order your harvest package and let us hear from you. And I encourage you again, too. You know, you want to sow a financial seed into this. We'll receive it by faith. Believe for your speedy return.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Because God
right.
is faithful. Pastor George, that was a powerful time today.
Yeah, I know that people are receiving their healing. They're holding on to their healing. And we're learning how to do this. Faith is very targeted. And that's why we want you to stay with us. We'll see you tomorrow. Remember this. God loves you.
Oh, we love you.
And Jesus is Lord.
Fear not.
Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast free on KCM.org or KCM's Roku channel. If you would like a free copy of the broadcast to put into your faith library, you can download it on KCM.org or request it on DVD or CD. Keep your heart full of the Word of God and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.